The International Committee of the Red Cross says it is extending an aid program that benefits thousands of Palestinians in 9 cities in the West Bank. The program will now continue until June, 3 months longer than originally planned. The International Committee of the Red Cross says the so-called urban voucher program is providing as much as 20% of the urban Palestinian population with basic food and a range of other products. The Swiss-based humanitarian organization says more than 60% of Palestinians are unemployed and 70% of them live on less than $2 a day. The head of the ICRC's Near East operations, Patrick Vial, says these people have no money to spend on their most basic needs. He says the Red Cross decided that providing vouchers, coupons that can be exchanged for food and other goods, gives the people more flexibility.
They have an element of choice. They are able to choose to exchange the voucher against some goods which they can choose, so that somehow respects the dignity of those persons concerned.
20,000 families, around 120,000 people, participate in the voucher scheme. Each family receives one monthly voucher worth about $90. These vouchers can be exchanged at one of several pre-selected shops for basic food, fresh food, hygiene items, household products, and school items. Palestinians have to fulfill certain criteria to be eligible for the program. They cannot, for example, receive assistance from any other aid organization. Mr. Vial says the key factor is that people have to be in need.
We have social and hardship cases. We have widowed or handicapped or elderly heads of households. We also have families whose principal productive asset, it can be a car, a taxi, it can be a shop, has been destroyed, or it can be a family whose key productive member was killed or has been unemployed for a long period of time.
ICRC official Patrick Vial says Red Cross teams carry out continuous monitoring of the beneficiaries and the partner traders to make sure the voucher program is not abused. On the whole, he says it is working well. He notes the program was designed as a temporary solution to an urgent problem. He says the original intent was to phase it out by March, but he says it has been extended until the end of June. This is because of delays in the distribution of vouchers due to almost constant curfews and closures imposed in the main West Bank cities by Israel. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.